Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Fikes.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We've ramped up our hiring and have noticed there's one thing that new hires dread more than just about anything else. It's writing your bio. It is like pulling teeth to get this out of our potential team members. And that's because they feel awkward about themselves. And to be honest, it feels like an ego trip, really, when you have to write about yourself. You're like, look at me. Look at how great I am. And I totally feel that way, too. But if you can't pitch yourself, I mean, really, who else is going to pitch you? Like, how can anybody else? So today, we're going to cover the thing that you and we, honestly, dread the most. And that is how to write an amazing bio so that you get noticed.
And it isn't just hiring.
No.
And this is difficult for me too. Every time I'm going to speak somewhere and they're like, what do you want us to say about you? It's always like, okay, let me write these nice things about myself that other people are going to read, that I think about myself. And it becomes kind of like a mind game. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
No, I completely agree with you. Actually, all of us on the podcast would probably say that, like, we don't really like to walk around talking about ourselves and like how great we are and like how many things we've done. We'd rather learn and grow other people and pay it forward. We'd rather get to the work of actually like pouring into other people and doing the work. But somebody also needs to know that you're valid and that you have experience and that you've accomplished things and that you've done things. And there's a reason why they should listen to you or come see you or come learn with you. And so without having a killer bio, you're really selling yourself short on the opportunity on the other side. It's been a big wake-up call for me because it's uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder if this is a female thing.
Well,
like, I mean, I think it might be a human thing too, but I think men have a tendency to be able to say really nice things about themselves with not so much of a head game.
Oh, completely. Well, it gets back to, you know, we did that podcast episode a couple months ago about imposter syndrome, right? And how it actually kind of started as a female thing. I wonder if this sort of falls in line with that to a degree as well of, you know, I don't know, if our male listeners out there, we know we have a lot of you. I'd love to hear from you if this is a game for you, a little bit of a head game for you too, or if you observe this to be more of a female thing and we can actually learn some great tips from you guys too.
Well, and we'll talk about this a little bit later about all the different places, you know, you should have a bio and things like that. But Seychelle, you alluded to this, that like how you talk about yourself, what that bio is, what your intro is to someone who doesn't know you is the groundwork for what they're going to think about you. It's the groundwork for that split second first impression.
Yeah.
So whether you're speaking, whether you are applying for a job, whether you're applying for a new opportunity in the company that you work in, whether you're trying to get a new customer, what they've read about you out in the interwebs, or what they just heard about you before you stand and take the stage, is going to be the foundation by which they like decide if they're going to engage, if they're going to listen and learn, if they're going to hire you. Like all of that stuff comes from the foundation you build with this bio. So while we may be uncomfortable talking about ourselves, we're selling actually our customers short, our listeners short, all of those people as well on what's going to come next. You know, why do I need to listen to you? Why do I need to hire you? Why do I need to contract with you to do this work for me?
That's exactly right. Well, you know, when you think about why you need a bio, like what the purpose actually serves, what goes into it, really, there's three key pieces that you really want to look at that go into your bio. I think the first one is showcasing your areas of expertise, your strengths, you know, and your accomplishments. The second one is it gives you an overview as a professional that kind of gives a little bit of an arc of a story. And then I think the third one is really letting your inner voice come out. It's your personal branding. And so, like, I love Tiffany and I are both going to share some examples from our own personal bios, but it's not this just really like tight, stuffy, fact-based bio. I think what makes a bio interesting and fun is actually talking about the quirks or talking about the interesting things about you, talking about the things that if someone walked up to you at a cocktail hour and they've read your bio, they have questions they could ask you about. They have something that they could start a conversation with. And if my bio starts with, well, I've sold 3,500 homes in my career, well, that's not really a talking point, right? Instead, if a bio maybe starts with, Seychelle started her professional career at the age of 20 by cold calling all of the CEOs on Madison Avenue of advertising agencies. and that's how she got her start in interviewing. That's a different conversation that they can be like, wow, you lived in New York and you were 20. Why were you calling those CEOs and how did that work? Right? It's a conversation starter instead of a dead end. And so if you can think about that in your bio, that gives people a reason to engage with you too.
Well, I love that because the personal branding, like your personality, like your bio should hit your personality. So if you are a tight-laced, button-up professional and that is who you are, lean into it. Me, I have jokes in my bio, you know, like I have little quirks and my personality is in there too that has gotten me work.
Yes.
You know, from the right people because that's what they were looking for. So whoever you are, your personal brand, make sure that comes out in the bio too. And here's the thing. You might think, okay, Seychelles, all right, Tiffany, I will do this. I will sit down and I will write a good little bio for myself.
You guys are making me do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And then you think you're done, but it's actually not. You're not actually done because you've got to think about all the different places that you put bios. Are they long? Are they short? You know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, it's like, what does it say on LinkedIn? What does it say on your social medias? All the different ones that you use. The about section on your website, that needs a bio. When you are winning an industry award or having a speaking engagement or you're a top donor for something or you're on a board of directors, like you need to think about all the different places you need to talk about yourself. Okay, so everybody, deep breath on that. Like you got to think about all the different places that you need to say, show your personality and say good things. Feature the good things about your accomplishments, your personality, and what you have to offer to your audience.
I love that. So today, Tiffany and I are going to walk you through 10 tips for writing an amazing bio. And our advice is to set a deadline and put it on your calendar so that, you know, if it's on your calendar, it exists and you're going to make space for it. So set a deadline for it. And then to write your first one alone with your bad self. And while you're at it, to go ahead and schedule a fresh headshot to go with it too. And I just want to say this because we hear a lot like, okay, well, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do my headshots after I lose 10 pounds, or I'm going to do my headshots after I do this trip, or I'm going to do my headshots after this. Just get a good starter headshot. Call it your baseline. And then if you want to do another round after you've done the workout regimen or the fasting or the hair coloring or whatever, that's fine. But just get one to start with, and then you can always plus it from there. You can always replace it, but you have a baseline. So don't do what we hear a lot, which is, I'm going to do it then. I'm going to do it when, because it when will turn into someday, which will turn into never. So just get it on the calendar.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying that because most places a bio goes beside a headshot.
Totally true. Okay. So we're going to jump you into tip number one, which is like Tiffany kind of gave you a teaser on, right? You're going to tailor your bios to have multiple versions. So when you write your first one, write a nice, long, lengthy first bio and go ahead and write a really long one, because then what you can go in and do is you can pull bits and pieces from the long bio to tailor into your short bios. And so once you get the long bio done, then you can go in and pick and choose like the 1 minute bio, right? You can have then the social media bio, then you can have the LinkedIn bio. And you can do that then to conform to whatever specific audience that's required. You know, and most publishers, including websites, have guidelines for writing a bio, and you conform your bio to what their guidelines are. Like, I'm always amazed. It's like maximum of 1,000 characters in this one, or this one is, you know, a 1 minute read is what they want, or this one's a 3 minute read. So if you have a really long one, I think it's easier to then pull the pieces out of it that you want to use for shorter ones to be able to tailor it to your custom audience.
Well, and you also need to tailor the content to your audiences as well. So, you know, Seychelles and I both work in real estate. And so if it's on our real estate website, we may be talking about different things. Like we may actually talk about how many homes we've sold, because that would be valid for the people. But I do speaking outside of real estate. And so I have a separate bio that doesn't feature the real estate stuff quite as much. And so thinking about my speaker bio is something different than my real estate bio versus my LinkedIn bio and all of those. So it's content as well. But tip number two is you do need a short bio and a long bio because Seychelles already told you, you should write the long bio. Great. That's the easiest way to then edit and get a short bio. But here's the other hard thing, guys. It's hard to edit. It's hard to take out things. It is the hardest thing because you've like worked so hard and you've got this really great long 3-paragraph bio that you feel really good about. And now you're like, okay, how do I make it 100 characters? You know, like how do I make it something shorter? How do I make that 1 minute? And you just need to, again, take a deep breath and like cut what you can cut and still tell the story. My favorite, he was actually a history teacher, not a coach, even in Texas. I had a history teacher in Texas who was not a coach. And he gave me the best tip on writing. And he said, you want anything you write to be like a skirt, short enough to be interesting, but long enough to cover the subject.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I think about that all the time. And so I'm like, all right, what can I cut that isn't necessary, but keeps in what's going to cover, you know, the subject. So take your long bio and then be like, you know what, maxi skirt, we're going mini. How can we make this more interesting? Just keep the top points and still tell the story of Seychelles or you.
I'm totally going to use that. That is amazing. I love that. Thank you for sharing it. So tip number three goes along with our mini skirt theory, which is you want to start strong. You need to grab people fast. And if you're looking for a specific opportunity and you have a big accomplishment that lends to the credibility in that, lead your bio with that. Don't let it get buried down on the bottom, you know, to like round out the entire story of Seychelles' life when she was born in 1982. That's not what we're trying to do. You want to grab them quick and fast with a really strong start. So for example, like if I'm going into an investor speaking engagement, right, or in an investor group, I might talk about how Nick and Seychelles returned all of their wedding gifts to buy their first rental property. Right? That was their first foray into investing versus like if I'm going into maybe like a big speaking engagement or around like a ton of real estate professionals, I might start with maybe how many houses we've sold or how many years we've been in business or, you know, top 1% of whatever, whatever. You can lead with that. So when you're looking at tailoring for your specific audience, you know, make sure you're thinking about why they would want to listen to you and start with that. And then you can get down to the rest of it after that, but give a really good, strong start to it as to why they want to listen to you.
I'll share a couple of like my starts. So I have lots of different bios, like I said. So let me read through some of the first. So my like non-real estate speaking bio starts with Tiffany Fikes began her professional work by producing coverage for Reuters News. That's a big company. Like, so it starts with a big splash. So producing coverage for Reuters News of the Bush Gore election in 2000. And just as that turned into a bigger deal than anyone could have imagined, so started her career. So right off, they know I worked for some big companies. They also know that I make jokes and don't take myself too seriously. You know, that's that bio's start. Like my empire building bio, the one you can see on this podcast, Tiffany Fikes is a natural born leader and entrepreneur. I think that matters to the people who are listening. And so that's what I start with there. When I talk about in my real estate bio, it starts with Tiffany relocated to Nashville with no previous knowledge of the season autumn, which quickly became her favorite time of the year.
Love that.
She has many distinguishing features in business, the trademark glasses, the unrivaled knowledge of Creve Hall, but most importantly, she's called pleasantly aggressive, which bodes well for anyone who chooses to align themselves with her. So, and that was my bio when I was just starting out. I had no accolades. I had no sales under my belt to talk about. That's how I started. I touched on something that people love in this area, autumn. I made a joke about myself and I talked about three things about me, one of them that has nothing to do with real estate and the other two, why you would align with me.
I also love with that, Tiffany, that you actually use language like pleasantly aggressive, right? You use language that is going to attract the right person to work with you and appreciate that. And so you're putting out there the almost like the customer profile that you're like, hey, this is me. And if this is something that's attractive to you, it's going to draw people towards you more. And I think that that's something that is really great to pay attention to as well when you're writing your bio, is you actually have permission then to attract the people in your world that you want to get more customers like that or to get more speaking engagements like that. So I think that's very cool too.
Okay, let's do tip number four. Here's one y'all are going to love. You don't actually write it. Let somebody else write it for you, or at least start it. Ask a few people, what do you think are my greatest attributes? Or how would you describe me? That pleasantly aggressive came later from a client who called me. They were like, man, you're like super aggressive, but I like you, which is so weird. And so like, I keep telling people that you're pleasantly aggressive. Then I just took it. And I was like, okay, this is what people are saying about me. This is how they describe me. Okay, I'm going to own that. But you don't actually have to write it, maybe, if you've got somebody that would write it for you who knows you really well. Or you could write it yourself and then use that good old AI technology and have ChatGPT make it a second draft or a third draft. My one tip on ChatGPT is, I'm picky about writing, but I can generally see what has been done by AI and not, but I use it still. So don't have them write your first draft. And I would say don't have them write your last draft, but helping you in the middle, think of different ways to say it, how to order it. And you can, you know, give it prompts like make it more funny or talk more about this. Yeah.
Or like make it two paragraphs or take this long bio and write, you know, five sentences about it. I like to see if it can make things more succinct for me to like pare it down. And oftentimes it'll use different descriptor words that I wasn't necessarily thinking of using that are really nice too. Cause you know, we all have favorite vocab words. So getting into to thinking about different words is always really nice too.
So use it in the middle. Don't use it for the first or the end, use it for the middle.
I love that. I totally agree. Tip number five shouldn't be a surprise because of how we all operate as empire builders, which is use a template, right? A template's a model, it's a framework. And so we can use this for writing bios as well. And there's a ton out there. Honestly, if you just go and Google like bio template or biography template or write like my personal description, there's a bunch of templates out there for you to be able to use. And actually, I think I grabbed some links for some in the show notes. So we'll put those in there too, if you want to go grab those also.
Okay. Tip number six, explain how you got to where you are. So you don't need to just start with who you are right now. If you heard at the beginning, like the beginning of that one bio, I went back to my very first job for this speaking bio that I created because it shows the transition I've been through in my life. And then I use that whole bio as a quick little resume through here's what I did and what I learned. Here's what I did and what I learned. Here's what I did and what I learned. And then it ended with, and this is why she's here to talk today, you know, that kind of a transition through. So you don't need to start with Tiffany Fikes, the CEO of Fikes Realty Group and, you know, co-founder of Her Best Life. Like, let it unfold for them, unless that is your one big thing. You know, like Seychelle said, you want to start strong. So it's up to you, but explain how you got there. It isn't just, this is my title, this is what I do, thank you for coming to my bio. You know, like, let it tell a story.
Thank you for visiting my bio. And like we've been talking about too, like giving reasons for conversation. Tip number seven is if you have a cool hobby or an extracurricular activity or an accomplishment or something interesting about you, like add it in. Absolutely add it in. It helps you stand out. It helps you in a sea of professional bios not be one-dimensional. It is absolutely okay to be funny and add spice in there and something interesting. Like we talk about our COVID dog who is mostly sweet but a little salty, or we talk about how when I'm not spending summers that are exhausting in hot Texas, I'd rather be on a ski slope, or right, like there's all sorts of different ways in which you can take interests and hobbies and interesting, funny things and quirky things about you to insert those into your bio to bring life to the person on the stage or the person at the appointment. So I think it's always good when you can add those things in.
Yeah. So I love that. I talk about my glasses. I talk about all kinds of crazy things in my bio. So I love that you do that too. I love that you talk about not wanting to live where you actually are getting clients. I love it. Be bold, girl. Okay. Tip number 8, third person. It's easier to talk about accomplishments and brag if you are talking about she, Tiffany, she, whatever your pronouns are, use those. Write it in third person, because I've gone to a speaking engagement and they've never asked me about a bio, and they just printed it off the website and are reading it.
Yes.
And so they need to be talking in third person. And so that is what you need to be doing in your bio. Now, there are some times to do first person, but that is really like social media, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And something else that just triggered a thought from this, Tiffany, is if you're having trouble getting started, ask your friends and family that already love you what they would say about you. Like, if you were describing me to somebody else, what would you say about me? Like, I'm Tiffany, I'm working on my bio right now. If you were to describe me to somebody else, right? Like, what would you say about me? What words would you describe? What things would stand out to you? Sometimes that's kind of a help to get jumping. And they're usually going to talk about you kind of in a third person way already, right? Like, they kind of, they'll say, oh, well, Seychelles, da 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 da, my friend Seychelles does da 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 da, right? Like, so it kind of helps you just get in that third person mindset. I know my husband Nick helped me with that when I was first writing our bio for that 30 under 30 for the National Association of Realtors. I was like, this is the first time I really had to do like a bio. I was like 28 and I was like, I don't know how to do this. What would you say? So
yeah,
having someone that already likes you and knows you is a great way to get started too. On tip number 9, it's really good to visit your bio at least once a year and update it, because chances are you are not the same person that you were this time last year. So you can update stats. Maybe you have the numbers of sales or accolades you've had, how many kids, maybe their ages, anything that's happened that's been interesting. You know, our bio now is close to 1 million downloads, and you know, that's a different number than it was a year ago or a year before that. So even just making sure you go in and update a few of those things is a great thing to do too.
And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you were done when you wrote one bio. Well, once you've written the 5 and you've gotten them all the places, and like, I'm notorious for not doing that. And then when someone's like, where's your bio? I'm like, oh shoot, I got to update that. It's not right. So like, pro tip, put something on your calendar every year, recurring thing that says check the bio, or have your assistant check the bio and update the bio. Like, but don't leave it up to remembering, because you won't. You just won't. You didn't even want to do this to begin with. So you're not going to remember to come back to it. Okay. Tip number 10, which is really kind of a bonus tip. Most of the time with the headshot, it's going in a package. You've got your bio and a headshot, and you need to keep it all together. So create a, like, whether it's a Drive document or a folder in Dropbox, wherever you keep things, keep what we call a media kit. So this is all your different bios labeled in a way that is easy to understand for other people to help you find the right one that you mean. Your headshot with all your old ones in a folder, because ladies and gentlemen, we are getting new headshots at least every other year minimum, because we are changing. Even though we don't think we're changing, we need to look the way that we look in our bodies.
Friends, don't let friends have 15-year-old headshots. I'm just going to throw it out.
Yes.
There.
I've got this one headshot in my listing presentation. It's not the headshot. It's just like a picture in the listing presentation. And my hair is at my ears. And I'm like, I don't even know when I had hair that short. So every time I see it, I'm like, oh gosh, I've got to change that. I'm being a realtor who has not updated her photo in a long time. But there also may be lifestyle photos of whatever you're doing. So if you're a speaker, do you have a photo on stage? I mean, Kendall and I yesterday were literally tearing through photos, trying to find a picture of me on stage for a teaching that I'm going to do. They'd asked for a photo. And I'm like, we should have this all together. So don't be like me, learn from me and put together that media kit. It could be, you know, photos of you if you're in real estate with clients, if you work at a company working at your desk or out getting coffee with a client, like whatever that is. And if you've got video, that's even better. Some B-roll of you with customers or, you know, doing your job on stage. Yeah, all those things. But keep it together, because you often need more than one of these things at the same time.
I love that. And it's such a good reminder. And if you take the time to do it, like I now have a folder that anytime we get headshots done, if I have favorites, I just throw them all in there. So I've got a variety to choose from. And I have like six or seven that I'm like, oh, if anyone stumbled across any one of these six or seven photos, I would actually be thrilled, you know, because sometimes they find one and you're like, ooh, that was an awkward one. I really wish that wasn't out there in the world. So being able to control your bio and your narrative and your imaging is really great as you grow your business and your empire. So we're paying it forward to you guys. Well, I really appreciate this because I think it's really important as you're growing your business and your empire to make sure that you are represented in a way that you feel great about. So I'm thankful we got to record this today and share this with you all. And hopefully, if you go out there and write your bio and you're proud of it, send it to us. We would love to see it.
Yes.
So, and maybe if you're like a little nervous, send it to us anyways, and we would love to see it.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Tiffany, thanks for joining today. And if this episode has been helpful for you, or you're hiring new people and you need them to go write their bio, share this with a friend, send it to them, write us a 5-star rating and review, because we truly do read every single one, and appreciate you so much. And go out there and build your big business, and more importantly, your even bigger life. Bye, guys.
Have a great week.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.